Nothing can happen. Nothing can happen. Nothing can happen to me anymore. To me anymore. To me anymore. To me anymore.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 589. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Death Valley Girls from Los Angeles. The song is called When I'm Free, and it's part of a two-song split single with the Mexican band The Butcherettes, released on Suicide Squeeze January 18th and out on a pretty little 7-inch. I like that track pretty well. I can't say the same for The Butcherettes song, which is actually a cover of a Death Valley Girls song. I got music for you this week. It expands quite a bit, but I think you're going to enjoy all of it. Here's one from Elvis Costello and the Imposters. It's called The Difference.
I put a pencil from the flower to tell just where my fortune fell. About a boy beyond my caution before I lay beneath his spell. And he said, do you know, do you know, do you by chance know wrong from right? Do you know, do you know, do you know what time's pleasure to plight? If you trust me, I know it may seem strange.
of France.
Told you we're going to cover a lot of ground today, and in that set we started things off with Elvis Costello and the Impostors. I played the song The Difference, that's on his new album The Boy Named If, which came out January 14th on Capitol Records. It's a good album, it's not his best, but it's probably in his top 10. It's nice to hear some rock and roll from Elvis Costello, we haven't got a lot of that lately. After that, we heard from the Snotty Cheekbones from Bern, Switzerland. The song I played was called Sunny Day, and that's on an album called Avanti, which came out last year, October 1st of 2021, on Monster Zero. It's a little pop punk, it's a little power pop, it's a little lot of things, actually, but it's good, too. So give that one a listen. And then we played something from Screeching Weasel, the song To Hell With You. That's on his album, Some Freaks of Atavism, which came out March of 2020 on Recess Records, and it's just got a CD release from Rumbar Records. If not now, then, you know, very soon. This is the band's most recent album, recorded after Ben got in trouble for punching a lady at South by Southwest, and all the rest of his band quit on him. And he's a cranky old man in this album. The lyrics are all kind of snotty, and hey, if gender doesn't matter, then why does it matter if I'm punching a lady or a man? Well, I don't know, Ben. You should be smarter than that. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep it coming back week after week. Let's continue on here with another set with a little different feel. This is Revenge Wife with the song Earthquake.
Don't tell me that it's over, 'cause I just wanna stay. Had plans until October, you walked away. And you wanted songs about you, I guess you got your way. You got your way. I wish that I could call you at night when I'm awake. I pray to dream about you, it's not the same. And I miss you.
You won't have me. Wish you love.
I told you I was going to throw all sorts of fun things at you, and we just ended that set there with Datura. The song I played was called Disappointer. It's on the album Arcano Chemical, which will be out this Friday, January 27th, on Sell the Heart Records, that band from Wenatchee, Washington. Definitely a dark wave album there. A lot of the songs sound very similar, but I really like the guitar tones. It's definitely worth a listen for that, and some of the bass tones. And production-wise, I just love that album. Before that, we heard from Mod Khan, a band from Melbourne, Australia, with the song X-Ray. That's on the band's album Modern Condition, which I think is their second album. It came out October 22nd of last year on Poison City Records, so very much post-punk there. And then we started things off with Revenge Wife with the song Earthquake. That's from Background Songs for Your Boring Life Part 1, a digital-only five-song EP that she self-released back in July of last year. But I missed out on that one. I'm not sure why I didn't pick that up. It's hard with digital recordings coming so quick to keep up with them all. Based out of Los Angeles, I really enjoy that song a lot, and the videos that she makes are very, very good as well. Anyway, I guess I should wrap things up here. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 589. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar, a few things coming up. We've got Arson Class on the 24th at Mini Bar. On the 27th, Major Matt Mason is playing at Rhino. On the 28th, Falling in Reverse is playing at the Uptown. On the 30th, Sidestep is at Farewell. 7th, we've got Whiffs at Union Library, and that one is with Fast Eddie, so I'm hoping that show happens. On the 8th, Devotchka at Record Bar. On the 12th, Sleigh Bells at Truman. On the 15th, Erasure is at the Uptown. On the 19th, Flooding is playing Farewell. The 19th, Lucy Dacus is at Liberty Hall, or Bruce Dickinson's Spoken Word Tour is coming to the Uptown. On the 22nd, Beach House is playing at the Midland. 23rd, you've got Ghost at Cable Dahmer Arena, or TV Priest at the Bottleneck. 24th, Thelma and the Sleaze at the Mini Bar. And the 25th, Slash is playing at the Midland. If anyone goes to that show, let me know what that's like. I wonder. A few new things on the website. There are photos and video and my thoughts of the Flooding, Abandoned Sea, Midwestern, and String and Return show that happened last weekend. And soon you'll have similar information from the Bowie tributes that happened at Record Bar. All right, time for one song left here. I'm going to play something by Cat Power. She's released another covers album. This one's called Covers. Catchy. Came out January 14th on Domino Records. I think this one feels a little different than the previous ones. Maybe the songs, I don't know, they all feel like Cat Power songs, and that's nice. She's really, her vocal quality is just so much better than it used to be. I feel it. Though none of the songs grab me quite the same way, I'm a fan of this cover of Against the Wind, the Bob Seger song, because I'm Midwestern. That's how we work. So let's end things here with Cat Power and a cover of Against the Wind. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.